From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Voters in the U.S. southern state of Alabama are choosing a senator Tuesday to replace Jeff Sessions, who became attorney general in a race that could have far-reaching national implications. The race pits controversial Republican Roy Moore, who is battling sexual harassment allegations, against Democrat Doug Jones, a former prosecutor. Moore commented on why so many were focused on the election.
Because it's the first senatorial election after the election of President Donald Trump. We know they're not moving in Washington. We know that we want them to move in Washington, but they're putting a lot of money to keep what's there without change.
Moore has denied several allegations of sexual misconduct when he was in his 30s involving women who were teenagers at the time. Supporters of the Paris Climate Agreement criticized U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic accord during a summit outside the French capital. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said Trump's move was not based on common sense.
It is a self-destructive decision for political purposes.
Trump announced in June his plans to secede from the climate pact, saying the agreement would have cost American trillions of dollars, killed jobs, and hindered the oil, gas, coal, and manufacturing industries. 27-year-old Bangladeshi immigrant Akayat Ullah has been charged in the Monday attack at the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan. The New York Police Department tweeted Ullah was charged with criminal possession of a weapon, supporting an act of terrorism, and making a terroristic threat. This is VOA News. Many Rohingya families who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar are marrying off their daughters early to ease the financial burden of looking after them. Philip Alexio has that story.
Girls as young as 12 years old from the refugee families are being married off so that their parents have fewer children to feed at home. Since the military launched the first round of clearance operations in Rakhine last year, over 700,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar. More than 625,000 of them fled to Bangladesh after the latest outbreak of violence in Rakhine in August, which, according to United Nations Human Rights, could contain elements of genocide against the Rohingya Muslims. Rohingya refugees who have fled Myanmar since last year are now living in makeshift bamboo and plastic shacks in the refugee camps spread across southeastern Bangladesh. Many of these families with a large number of children complain that the ration they get from the United Nations World Food Program is not enough and that they are going through a food shortage. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Andrew Palcheski reports two Palestinian Islamic Jihad militants riding on a motorcycle in Gaza were killed in an explosion on Tuesday.
Israel's military denied accounts by local residents that they were killed in an airstrike. Violence along the Israel-Gaza border has flared since U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition last week of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and the Israeli military's demolition on Sunday of a cross-border tunnel it said was dug by Hamas, the Islamist group that controls the small coastal enclave. On Monday, Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system intercepted a rocket fired by militants in Gaza. Shortly afterwards, Israel responded with tank fire and airstrikes targeting positions of Hamas. After the explosion on Tuesday that killed the two militants, an Israeli military statement said, contrary to Palestinian reports, the Israel Defense Forces did not attack in the northern Gaza Strip. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
A new survey in the U.S. shows that nearly 6 in 10 Americans believe that the level of government corruption has risen in the year since President Donald Trump was elected. Transparency International said its poll of 1,000 people in October and November showed that while Trump was elected on a vow to make government work better for those who feel their interests had been neglected, the opposite has happened. The European Union is withdrawing financial help to Cambodia's Electoral Commission in response to a recent dissolution of the country's main opposition party. The EU said a process in which the opposition party has been arbitrarily excluded from next July's parliamentary elections cannot be seen as legitimate. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.